So I've got a special guest with me here. Kristen Anderson is the daughter of the original Gravedigger, going back to the 80s, and she is joining the show. Kristen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
We are doing good. Happy to have you on the show. Okay, so what is, I guess, in terms of your background in racing, obviously, you know, you are your own person, but growing up and being around your dad and being around the influences of racing, and not just any racing, but with monster trucks in general, what has your journey been like as a race fan and also as a racer yourself?
Well, I mean, so we're celebrating 40 years of Gravedigger this year. So that means that my dad has been Gravedigger for 40 years and I'm only 25 years old. So he's been Gravedigger my entire life. So it's been motorsports for me since, you know, we hit the ground. And my brothers and I have always been involved in some kind of motorsport growing up. We've always been huge racing fans, specifically like off-road style. We like 4x4, cutting up a little bit in the mud. My brothers are pro mega truck racers, specifically my little brother. We really got into the pro mega truck scene, and that's kind of like where my dad got his start back in the day in the 80s, was the mud bogging and the mud racing and the tractor pulling and all those kind of humble beginnings that we all kind of started out with. And now it's just progressed and evolved over the years into more and more horsepower, more speed, more power, bigger motors, faster trucks. So we've always been passionate about it since we were little because we've been exposed to it our whole lives.
So it was Monster Jam the thing that you wanted to do forever, or did you want to maybe navigate somewhere else and you ended up circling back to Monster Jam?
Well, I mean, I felt like I always wanted to be involved in Monster Jam and some kind of motorsports just because, like I said, I mean, it's my whole entire life and it's all that we pretty much know, the whole Anderson family. So I wasn't sure if I was actually going to be behind the wheel.
Okay.
I was going to actually be one of my dad's only kids, went to college and was smart. But when I turned 18, I got the opportunity to drive Gravedigger and I kind of never looked back. So I'm going into my fifth or sixth season now driving Gravedigger.
Well, that is completely awesome. And I think everybody knows what Gravedigger is. I mean, I'm not necessarily into the Monster Jam side of racing, but I know what Gravedigger, everybody knows what Gravedigger is. And the Monster Jam Tour coming to Pensacola this weekend, August 13th and the 14th. Have you gotten to Pensacola yet? And if you haven't, is there anything that you plan on doing or anything, if you have gotten here, anything that you have done?
Well, me and my family, we're from the Outer Banks of North Carolina, so
nice.
We're from the coast. We love being out in the boat. We love being on the beach. So I'm pretty excited once we get to Pensacola. I've never been or raced Pensacola before, but me and my family, we love Florida. Monster Jam loves Florida. We race in several cities down there in Florida, so I'm excited to get over to the Panhandle, get on the West Coast. I know you guys got some beautiful water and beaches and stuff over there, so I think that's what I'm most excited about. I think that that's what the whole Monster Jam crew has been talking about is as soon as we land, we can't wait to go down to the beach. So I'm looking forward to that and the nice weather. And also the Florida fans. I know that the Florida fans are big Gravedigger fans. I know that we're all from North Carolina, but every time we come to Florida, we always have a big support down there. So I'm excited to come race down in Florida and see all the Pensacola fans.
How has the season been going so far for you? And what are you looking forward to accomplishing here in Pensacola for the Monster Jam Tour?
It's going to be an interesting weekend as far as competition goes. I'm not exactly 100% sure what are my other competitors that are going to be there just yet. I haven't gotten an opportunity to see them or see the lineup. And that's one thing about Monster Jam is it's different every weekend. I mean, we kind of race together as a tour collectively or as a series collectively, but every once in a while they'll mix us up. So I haven't got a chance to look at the lineup yet. I believe I'm going to be the only female there. So I think that one of my biggest accomplishments is I want to grab an overall event championship this weekend and kind of stick it to the guys.
Right. That would be something special. And there's a lot of accolades that you have. You've got a 2022 Arena Series Central Champion. You're the Rising Star of the Year 2022. You also broke the world record for the highest jump. So you get over 33 feet. What exactly, Kristen, is going through your head when you're that high up off the ground, knowing that you're going to have to land eventually, but you're that high up. It's almost like you're flying at that point, it seems, I bet.
Yeah, it was a pretty impressive jump. And I had, you know, obviously it's a world record, so I had never jumped that high in my life. And I was surprised at how much hang time I really had. I felt like I was up there for a very long time.
Yeah.
And it was pretty incredible. It was such an adrenaline rush. And I'm happy that I was able to collect the record on the first attempt. So, you know, me and my family were pretty competitive. And my brothers were there watching me try to grab this record. And my brothers, you know, Adam and Ryan, and even my dad's got over 35 years in this sport and collected so many, you know, championships, world championships over the span of his career. And then my brothers, the same thing. They've been in this sport for, one of them 12 years, the other one almost 17 years. And so they have all these accomplishments. And when I set the record, I had only had maybe a couple accomplishments just yet. So to be able to say that I was in the Guinness book and I set my record on the first try was a really proud moment for me. And it was cool that my brothers got to, you know, witness that and see that, because I'm their only sister. I'm their baby sister. So I feel like sometimes they wonder if I have it in me, but I got to show them that I got what it's made of.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Again, speaking with Kristen Anderson, driver of Gravedigger, daughter of the original Gravedigger. Look, there's one more question I'm going to ask. So you get all these accolades, you're in the racing family, but for you specifically, Kristen, what is your favorite part about racing? Is it traveling to the different cities? Is it actually, you know, strapping in to Gravedigger and being able to do these events? What is the favorite part for you with doing what you do?
I feel like for me, I'm in a very unique position because I'm a female and I'm the first and only female that has ever driven Gravedigger. And I'm also the first and only female in Monster Jam that has ever been crowned a point series champion. So for me, I feel like it's really cool for me to travel to these different cities and these different destinations and meet the different kinds of fans that we have. But to also see that women are all interested in this sport and they, you know, they're enjoying themselves when they come out to Monster Jam. The little girls are enjoying themselves when they come out to Monster Jam. And I don't think that they ever expect to, you know, I feel like they kind of show up with their son or they show up with their husband or they show up with their little brother or something. And then when they come out here and they see me and I'm a female face and I'm representing them and, you know, the most iconic monster truck known in history, I think that it's really cool that I get to come out here and represent my family because, you know, I'm very proud of my family and all of our accomplishments, represent the Gravedigger brand, my dad's creation, but then also represent all the females and, you know, do it proudly. I mean, to be a champion, a world record holder, and the accolades that I do have, it makes me proud. I feel like I'm doing good from competing on the same level as the guys, and I'm a tough competitor. I'm not just a female out here driving a monster truck for looks. I'm here to compete. I'm tough to beat, and that makes me proud.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely spectacular what you're doing. And as you said, we're seeing more women involved in motorsports in general, whether it be with Monster Jam or NASCAR or you know, the W Series with Formula One and all those other things. So keep doing what you're doing. Again, thank you for taking the time to join the show, and good luck this weekend, and hopefully you enjoy Pensacola.
I will. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you again.